It's time for the firm of Harris and Marang.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Marang.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friend. Hi, friend.
Like, oh, that's right. That's our new open.
Oh, my goodness.
A little bit there, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. There was a lot to unpack there. I got Brandon yelling in my ear, trying to talk to me while I'm trying to do a show.
It's weird. This is weird. Everything about this is weird. It's awesome.
I feel different.
But, yeah. So, it is. It is indeed the firm.
The firm of Harris and Marang has become.
And people are wondering, like, why is that the name? Much like Danny and Dusty.
Alliteration.
Not just that. It was with Danny and Dusty. It was our former boss, Jeff Austin. Dusty and I are sitting there talking. Goes, what's the name of the show going to be? And it was, I don't know, Danny and Dusty? Dusty and Danny? I'm like, what sounds better? And they're like, Danny and Dusty sounds better. It was a 30-second conversation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that we didn't care. It was just like what feels natural.
Well, that's how you like things to go, honestly. Yeah. You want them to come as quick. Like, I think Dolly Parton wrote, I Will Always Love You and Jolene in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and for the firm, Harris and Marang sounds like a law firm.
Well, there's an issue with putting Patrick and Dan together.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an issue with that.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of skirt around that.
It, like, for very obvious reasons.
Although I fought for Danny and the Patrickettes.
Yeah,
I really thought that was gold.
It was, I mean, we probably would have got a hit with a cease and desist.
I thought that was radio gold.
But no, like, Harris and Marang sounds like a law firm of ambulance chasers. So it was like, I jokingly said, what if we just called it the firm? And it was kind of like, you know what?
Yeah, it kind of
works.
It was one of those that when it first came across, we're like, that works. That's fine.
And then we started kind of
like,
workshopping
let's keep thinking
stuff.
More. Yeah. And we kept coming up more. And then it was like, no, these suck. I kind of like the firm. I kind of like the firm.
And the brand man liked the idea of having a show that wasn't just names.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
You know, primetime is the only other show that we, I mean, if you look around radio, it's mostly, I mean, Danny and Dusty was just names.
Yeah. I mean, and I'll give the guys this morning credit too. Dirt and Sprague. I mean, that's not like, it's not Andy and Brandon.
No, 100%.
So like that, even that has some originality to
so
it.
So that for everybody wondering, that's where it came from. I'm an idiot.
Man, it's 10 a.m., huh?
Yeah. This is weird. Everything about this is weird. Our entire, like, look, you're going to hear the first 10 minutes of us just whining. This is awesome. I love this. Being, you know, we've been sitting on this for months.
Yeah.
And it's been like, I want to say what we're doing, but we couldn't because it was such a big deal. And for those that don't understand how big of a deal this is, if you're new and you're listening right now, you're listening on 105.1 FM.
Hello, 105.1 FM. What up?
Yeah, it's not T Swift. Sorry. But this whole switch is a massive, massive deal.
It's
beyond what you could probably grasp as far as what it means in our industry to switch to FM.
Yeah, it's really big. I'll tell you what, I've been at this station for 10 years, okay? You are actually the last person at this station I had yet to work with.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious that we now do a show together. But whether it's the 6 a.m. time slot, the noon time slot, the 3 time slot, I have done everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I've worked with everyone and filled in and blah, 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 and Tuesday nights for 10 years, Tuesday, Wednesday nights for 10 years. I have never been on the air at 10 a.m.
No, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is 100% weird. Like, I've been at other stations around and made appearances at different places around the country. It's kind of a different time slot to be in, like, traditionally. But it's cool. It's also very weird because we are creatures of habit.
Yes.
And number one, changing the time is a lot.
Well, you start messing with how I deal with hangovers,
yeah, there
you
and go.
That's not okay.
That's not good for you.
I have very much a tradition. I have very strict rules. Mm. I have guidelines that I follow. The body, you know, the body feels like it still wants to be in bed right now.
Yeah. Beyond that, we're used to, for those that don't know how the prep of the show goes, when the boys just got off air during Sprague, they were previously done at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We don't start until noon.
Yeah.
So there's a 3-hour window where there's another program that was in there that plenty of people are happy is gone.
we'll get to that in about 15 minutes.
We'll get to that in a little bit. But beyond that, we would come in here, Dusty and I, and then you and me would come in here an hour before and sit in the studio. And
oh, prep. It was so nice to just kind of spread out,
yeah,
relax.
Put all our stuff down. Get like you get settled into what is going to be the day.
Yeah.
And now it's like we're out here in what's like what they call the jock prep area. It's like the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is different. I'm like, I don't like this.
You sat down before you even started doing anything. You sat down. You were like, I don't like it.
Don't like it.
I don't. Mahalo, no.
No, because so we've got docking stations out there for all of our work laptops.
I didn't even know that's what they were.
Yeah, I don't carry my work laptop because I carry my personal one because I use that for all my media stuff and editing to social media, all that kind of thing. So it's a MacBook. Well, it doesn't connect with the docking station. So instead of having like all of my monitors up, I'm now just on my laptop. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to work.
Poor Danny.
Yeah, this is about me.
Poor Danny.
This is about me. 100% about me. That's what this is.
We are very happy to be on 105.1 FM. The Fan Network, 105.1, 1080 AM is still alive and
simulcast.
Kicking.
Simulcast.
So if you're over on the AM dial, why don't you switch over to the FM dial? Say what's up. I think we're having YouTube issues right now. Is that correct, Rusty?
I believe we are now up.
We're up and running? Okay. All right. Little kinks, you know, it's first day jitters. We've
Look,
all got them.
I posted the video of
ooh, we are live.
Of Dusty doing the official switch at 6 a.m. And that was the terrifying part of all of this. We can talk about everything that we went into this and all the work and all the prep and the announcements and the pomp and circumstance. It still came down to basically a NASA-style launch.
Yeah.
Of like...
Is there a button? Is there a flip a switch?
Oh yeah, no. So
I haven't seen it.
So no, they did it over I think a Zoom call. Dusty was in there, kind of walking through, and you can hear if you can check out the video. It's on the 105.1 Twitter page. And you know they go off KXJJ and head over to 105.1, and you can hear like the all right, we've got silence. Okay, you officially switched over. You're now on, what is it, KSRK?
KRSK.
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 I got to get the call letters in my head now.
You got to. I'm scared I'm going to say 10 in the fan 40 times
we're
today.
We're going to.
But you're still not technically wrong.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm not right.
We're on both. We're on both, the simulcast. But yeah, no, it's going to be really fun. Obviously, the boys are going an hour longer. They got their first little crumb of breaking news as the Trailblazers signed another point guard to fill out their roster.
Good for them.
So they got
the whole point.
Day one, they got to have a little something. So no, it's cool. I'm really excited for this. Everybody's reaching out to me as far as like the how are you going to handle this during the season? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not. I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to get home at 1:30 in the morning, and then get up at 7. And not be thrilled about it.
I wore my crab.
Move on up from the 3 energy drinks a day.
Yeah, no, we're down to 2. We're going Ooh. Back up to 3.
Okay,
that's 100% going to happen during the season.
I wore my crab shirt for you today.
There you go, little Krabby Patties.
Yeah,
there you go.
So you can...
No, it's going to be fun, man. For everybody who's either listening on 105.1 and you're like, "What is this?"
Welcome, I'm Patrick.
Out,
that
out.
Is Daniel.
Yeah,
we are idiots.
Yeah,
nobody likes us.
That's true.
We barely like each other.
That's also true.
Rust is a king and a god amongst men.
Which we'll spend the next segment just singing his praises.
That is our producer over there. Funny story. I went to the bar after work yesterday. I know that's not the funny story. That's just a day that ends in Y. And I'm sitting in the car and I'm finishing up the segment in which Isaac and Souk are announcing the big switch with the brand man and all that jazz. And I get there, but they've probably got 4 or 5 minutes left and they're talking, you know, and I'm a narcissist and want to hear my name. So they start talking about me and stuff. And I was like, this is so cool. I'm so awesome. And while I'm sitting there finishing up the segment, I notice there starts to be this hum on my radio, this like in the background. And it's because my 1080 AM feed was like under a power line or something and starting to fuzz out. And I was like, man, this is why we're going to FM.
No, 100%.
This is actually why we're going to FM.
Dude, you turn down the street that I live off of in Newburgh and it's just power lines that are running down into the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The second you make that turn. It's gone.
Look, I'm a P1 of this station. I literally, my preset one is 1080. Yeah. I got in the car this morning and I was so excited to switch it over to 105.1. Just because, like, I never change my presets.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this is kind of a cool personal moment for me. And I'm sure a lot of you out there are feeling the same about it. And when I turned over to 105.1, all of a sudden I have Andy Dirt Johnson yelling in my
You're
ear.
You're like, oh, turn that
like,
down.
Oh, man, I had to turn it down.
Yeah.
I had to turn it down because the clear and crispness of the station on 105.1 is 1,000% better.
Like that's what we're talking about. Like the behind the scenes stuff. Like why this stuff is so important.
Mm-hmm.
The signal is better. The clarity is better. Our range is better. Like it's just better for everybody.
My daughters always complain when I make them listen to the fan. They're always listening to 105.1, and it's already a preset in all of our cars. They are going to be pissed.
Yes. No, it's great. You know, we made the joke and we made the launch of Bella Turns to the Fella.
Bella Turns to the Fella. We've also got, how is this new show time going to affect your schedule bowel movements?
Yeah.
Dude, it messes everything up.
I made sure I got up earlier than usual just because I knew my routine was going to be like, nah, dog, this is because, you know, again, when you come on air at noon, I usually sleep till about 8:30.
Come on at noon, I don't set an alarm.
I mean, I
just wake up.
I sleep till 8:30.
I just wake up.
9 at the latest.
It drives my wife insane.
So, you know.
She's like, how do you just wake up? I was like, I don't know. I'm ready to go.
So, we had one of those arguments this morning because I'm a snooze button guy.
Oh.
Oh, not me, man.
Yeah. Well, apparently my wife isn't either.
Just learned that. You guys been together, what, 15 years?
September will be 23 that we've
23
been married.
23 years? Just finding out.
Man. So, yeah, my alarm goes off at 6:30. I hit snooze. It goes off again at 6:40. She's like, how long are you going to do this?
I mean, I'd murder you.
Turn it off or get up.
That was the second time it went. And it's not like it's some, you know, loud, alarming bleep, bleep, bleep. It's this nice little petite, you know, ringtone that kind of amps up a little bit as, you know, starts from quiet and slightly, you know, it gets louder a little bit, but it's still just a delightful little
tune. I want to murder snooze people. I do not enjoy that.
See, I can't have the alarm go off and sit straight up and be like, all right, I'm up. Can't do it.
Oakley doakley. Well, we do have a show for you today. It is called The Firm of Harris and Meringue.
Time to get firm.
It's Big Ten Media Week, so obviously, you know, everybody's getting ready for college football, so we'll just dive into some of that. You know, can James Franklin finally win a big one? You know, what does Ohio State look like post-Natty? Is this conference even? Is this conference high-heavy? And also, we'll have some snippets from Damian Lillard's press conference as he was reintroduced yesterday. My wonderful co-host here, Danny Meringue, was at that. So we'll get some reaction from you, plus probably play some clips. Is that probably hit that in the noon hour. And when we come back, it is time to celebrate. It is time to celebrate the great man of the people, Jeff Russ. Mm. That's next, The Firm of Harrison Meringue on 105.1 FM. The Fan.
Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Fucking spit on that name.
10:17 here. We are live.
Yep.
From under the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326.
Little morning giggles.
Oh, man. 503-864-6326. That's the Fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show. Shout out to the YouTube cats, as always. I'm having a lot of fun with the YouTube cats these days. I don't know. I just like engaging with them.
No, it's fun, man.
Well, we lost one the other day. Things seem a little brighter. Things seem a little brighter in there now.
Just don't get out of pocket. You can
we're all here to have fun.
You can pop out of the pocket. You can't jump
totally
out of the pocket. Like,
totally.
That's the thing.
I just told Rufio I was going to hit him.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're having fun over there.
Oh, it's good times.
Yeah,
it's
but
little things in life.
You get a little wild and you know, decisions have to be made. Look, we buried the lead for the first 15 minutes.
We did.
Of all the great things that are happening at this station, I'm so stoked for Dirt and Sprague to have another hour.
Yeah.
I love that show. I love that we follow that show.
And they've wanted that for a long time.
And those guys do such a great job that I am excited to ride their coattails for the rest of the morning.
It's great.
So shout out to them. The Isaac and Suk, they don't got to do anything.
They literally had zero change.
They have literally zero
other
change.
Than the branding.
Yeah, their big voice is going to change. So all eyes are on Ryan Buckley.
There you go.
For how the club intro is going to be. Like, what is Ryan Buckley got?
People asking about the voice change. Honestly, look, our old vice guy was awesome. But, you know, Dusty wanted
Big voice was great. I love the big voice. I always wanted to be the big voice.
Oh, yeah. But Dusty wanted to put some fingerprints on this with how things are going to go going forward. I think our new voice guy rules.
Yeah.
Like, there's some stuff that you obviously haven't heard because we haven't debuted it yet, but his voice is unreal.
Yes. Stoked about that. Jason Swigard, shout out to Swag. He has
all the work behind the scenes.
All the work he's doing, and he's got Rusty and Ordner's on some stuff, and Buckley, he's got the whole crew doing great things over there. But the one person that benefits the most from all of this has to be Jeffrey Ryan Rust.
Mm.
It has to be you, my friend, simply because you no longer have to listen to Jason McIntyre.
Dude. Can you smell what the rock
is cooking? Take a bow, my friend.
Yeah.
Take a bow.
You have no idea.
Flabbergasted. Randy Arizonoza.
Arizonoza.
The number of times that we would be in here prepping, and McIntyre would say something so either outlandish or just flat out wrong. And I would hit, we have a button in here. It's called our talk back. And I would pop it and look at Rust and I go, you know, did he just say this? And Rust would just look at me shaking his head. Just, you could just see the utter disgust and pain.
Colin, I got an idea. Colin.
Is that dirt?
Yeah, it's a pretty good
McIntyre. I heard him on his show this morning. Yeah. He was like, we should trade Rui Hachimura in a second round pick for Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Do it. Are you scared?
What do you think, Colin?
So instead, you get this group of idiots.
Yeah, yes,
exactly.
Hey, if you thought Bad Sports Takes was terrible, wait till they're local.
Yeah. Live and local for 13 straight hours.
At least now you got local dumbasses.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, a dumbass is my dumbass if he's with me.
See, that's
a friend of a friend is an enemy. How does this work?
Something like that.
Yeah, the friend is a friend of my enemy. Yeah, sure. Okay.
I am so happy for you,
I don't
Jeff.
I think that's how that works.
That's something. Right up there. That's one of those famous Yogi Berra sayings, right?
It happens. That does sound like a Yogi Berra.
Yeah. A Yogiism.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, Jeff. I really am.
Yeah.
And you're not just sitting in the dark from 9 until noon now.
Yeah, right?
Instead,
I'm here the exact same hours, except now I'm live for 5 of them.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Great.
Dude, Rust is. I think Rust got the worst end of this whole deal. They're like, you don't have to listen to Jason McIntyre anymore, but we're going to add some hours to you.
Yeah.
You're going to produce 2 other shows.
Mm. Yeah.
And you have Harrison Meringue.
Yeah.
And don't even think about asking for money.
Also, you can't get in the studio until 3 minutes before we go live at 10 a.m. on 105.1.
Yeah, that's the part that is going to be. That's going to take some getting used
to. Yeah, when you have 3 40-year-old plus dudes who are just creatures of habit, it's just like...
I had 2.5 hours to just ease into things in here, you know?
I walked in the door and instantly yelled at Brandon to get out of here. Yeah. I was like, dude, get out of here.
Move it.
We called it the NASCAR pit stop.
Yeah.
It's like, rip, 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 rip. It's like, also, I told Dirt this. I was like, okay, this is a little weird because I sat down and the seat was warm.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I farted. And I'm like, come on, dude.
Left you a little present in there.
And like, it is weird.
It is a little Christmassy around here today.
Number one, we don't ever see, like, we see Isaac and Sue, which we won't anymore.
I told them last night, I said, Isaac, I have known you for 10 years. I love you. Mm-hmm. I will never see you again.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, really? Why? And I go, my show ends at 1.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, you're never going to see me.
Yeah.
It's like when we were out in the bullpen out there earlier, and you're like, oh, God, it's going to be so nice to be done at 1 o'clock. I'm like, shut up.
Sorry.
Some other things that have pickled my rear. Isaac and Suk brought this up on Primetime yesterday. Have you seen our photo?
Which one?
Our show photo?
Yeah, I did all the push-outs for everything, so yeah.
Dude, why are you a monster?
Well, I...
Why do you look like a wrestler? You look like a professional wrestler, and I look like a referee who's, like, happy to be there.
Well, I am, like, 6 inches taller than you.
I know, but it's like huge. You're like, what up? I am The Rock. And I'm like, I'm Derek Jeter.
It's funny because it's not two images. It's not superimposed, like, singular images.
That is
just us, and you're not, like... I'm not in the foreground. You're in the background. We're actually standing right next to each other.
Colin.
Yeah. It's funny. When I was doing all of the social media stuff, all the images.
Did you look like a bodybuilder in it?
I look bigger, certainly. But it's something that happens with all of the duo shows. Suk looks like a monster compared to Rob. Sprague looks a foot taller than Dirt.
He does, but Dirt looks great. Dirt is my favorite. He looks the best of all of us.
I went through all the pictures that we had. And
that was the best of us?
Yeah.
That was the best of you.
No, it was the best of us.
I see what's going on.
It was the best
here.
Of us. The problem was with Isaac and Sooks was one of them had their eyes like half open in all of them. So I was like,
I mean, that's like me in every picture I take. I look stoned.
Yeah, well,
if the shoe fits. Is that what we're saying?
It's like, ah. Well, I mean, you know.
We were talking about pre-show
you know what I'm saying? 7:45 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, dude. I went to this concert last night. We bought... we're gonna save that. That's a story for another time. Maybe later today. Yeah, so that's the best picture we got. Well, I hope... Are we just rocking those until Scotland Boy gets back?
I mean, those are the headshots that we got for now. I mean, we can grab some others and I'll put them in the little file that I've got for all of our stuff that we push out.
Also, so. Moral of the story is no more pictures of me without a hat on. Mm. It just doesn't look right. I wear a hat every day.
I mean, who are you telling?
Yeah, but you got hair. I don't.
I know, but you had a freshly shaved dome.
I know. I was going to shave this morning and then I didn't.
You ever do like the polish?
No.
Buff it out?
No.
No.
No, I do got the cool like hand ball razor thing that goes over my head.
And like it gets it down. That Sook's got one. Yeah. What's it called? Like, the bulldog or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember what mine. Like mine starts with an F. I can't get in the routine of doing it every day, so I always wait like 5 or 6 days.
Well, I mean, if you always wear a hat, it's fine. But it's it's part of the deal.
Anything else on our list that we needed to bitch and complain about?
I think we covered it.
I
mean, I will say, non-bitching related, they did give us food this morning.
Yeah, I didn't touch any of that.
You probably should. You probably should.
I don't know about that.
You probably should.
Boss Man was really concerned we were going to be bad today.
Yeah.
I told him we were going to go full heel, and he was like, don't be different than yourself. I was like, oh, I'm a face? Sweet. I'm the nice guy?
Yeah.
Colin. All right. Should we actually do a show today?
I mean.
You guys want to do a show today?
Fine.
All right. Well, we've got some fun things in store for you. At 11:30, we will debut Web Gems, kind of a new benchmark-ish thing that we're kind of playing around with just to see.
Yeah. And we also have one idea, at least already, from the holster for Thursday?
Thursdays? Yeah, Thursdays, yeah. I think. Yeah, so we're kind of moseying along, building the show as we go. Would love any of your feedback out there.
Oh, this is great
in
feedback.
FM land.
Without a hat, Patty looks like an AI human version of a Saturday morning cartoon villain.
Dope. Yeah. That is the best compliment I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
And that includes my wife, who's also probably listening because she's mad it's not Bella.
There you go. Also, Patty.
Oh, God.
Love Patty.
Oh, God.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, Patty.
It's going to be a tough day, huh?
Oh, Patty.
It's going to be a tough day, huh? All right, when we come back, let's dive into Big Ten Media Week. We'll just start from the beginning. Let's look through the schedule. We'll kind of find some fun marquee games. We're highlighting what the beginning of the season like and what just to expect overall from this conference as they own the most recent national championship with more on the horizon in their goals. We'll talk some Oregon Ducks. We'll talk Penn State. We'll talk Ohio State, Michigan, et cetera, et cetera. Even maybe all trash on the Huskies for a little bit.
There you go.
We'll do all that coming up next. But first, we'll throw it over to Rusty with sports. I can't help but feel like he's doing this intentionally.
No, I mean, come on.
Shout out to the Vista Ridge Tunnel. All you on the Vista Ridge Tunnel still listening to us. A 105.1
Not
FM.
Getting cut out because you're listening on FM.
105.1 FM.
Yeah, no more of that. Now, the point I want to make is...
No,
I was lurking in the text line yesterday during the announcement of the show, and somebody was like, I literally almost had a heart attack because I heard the drum roll go, and then I went through the tunnel and I couldn't hear the announcement.
Perfect.
Someone text that into primetime yesterday.
It's perfect. And then, you know, stuff like this, man. I'm just coming back from Boy Scout camp with my son, and hearing Danny on at 10 a.m. on FM radio is really messing with my return to civilization.
Yep. That'll get you.
That is what we strive for here.
That'll get you.
Yeah.
Well, let's get it. This show is called The Firm of Harrison Meringue. We are here to talk sports on 105.1 FM, The Fan. And that's what we'll do. So let's dive in. Big Ten Media Week. Let's see. Today at the podium will be Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, the Ohio State University, and Rutgers.
Yeah, Ohio State's, I mean, look, to be fair to Illinois and Indiana, they're also those are probably the two biggest dark horses in the back
Sure.
in the Pac-10, Big Ten. God, I'm gonna do
the
that
B1G.
But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. As far as the expectations for this year and the way they kind of broke out the days, this is probably the lightest day. Tomorrow, it's
tomorrow's our day.
Tomorrow's the heaviest hitters probably outside of Ohio State. It's Oregon, Michigan, Washington.
Michigan's on Thursday.
I'm sorry, tomorrow, they saved Michigan for the last.
Tomorrow
day.
Is Minnesota, Northwestern, Oregon, Pennsylvania State, UDub.
Yeah,
and UDub.
Yeah.
Which UW is UW?
Yeah, I don't think Wisconsin goes by UW.
They just Wisco?
Yeah, I don't.
Scotty?
I don't.
On that note, we will go live with Dan Lanning at the podium tomorrow. He's supposed to be on at 12:15, so we'll go live to the podium. You know Lanning. He'll say something really cool in the beginning and kind of taper
and
off.
Then
yeah, and so we'll react to that. Tomorrow's kind of our big Oregon day, so today I just kind of want to look at the Big Ten. And look around. I think today is going to be really interesting to hear the questions that Ryan Day has asked. You know, is there a natty hangover? What is the level of the natty hangover? Is it like a me today or is it like you last week?
Yeah.
What kind of level of hangover are we talking
about? Because if it's me last week, Ohio State is screwed.
Screwed.
They're going to have to, about game three, somebody's going to have to pull over and puke their brains out in order to rally for the rest of the season.
But Ohio State's still in good shape. I mean, I'm looking at the preseason honors in the B1G, Caleb Downs, Jeremiah Smith.
Those are probably the two best players in college football.
Jeremiah Smith is, look, if we're going to talk about Ohio State, now, for those of you that don't know me, that are just now joining us on 105.1 The Fan and just joining the firm of Patrick Harris and Danny Morang, I am born and raised a Pac-10 guy. Born and raised. I went to Washington State University. I was raised to root heavily against all Big Ten schools. This is how it was. Rose Bowl every year. Was Pac-10, Big Ten.
See, I was a Pac-10 guy too, but like, I don't know, maybe because we're competing for Rose Bowl titles. might be that. Like, I always had respect for the Big Ten because USC played in a lot of Rose Bowls.
Sure.
So you were playing Michigan, you were playing Penn State, you were playing Ohio. Like, you played the big dogs and, like, it was weird. It was never like a hatred thing. It was always like a mutual respect thing because it was best on best.
Oh, see, I was raised to just hate them.
Yeah, see, I was different for me.
The only time I ever rooted for a Big Ten team in a Rose Bowl was Drew Brees at Purdue.
Oh, okay.
Because they were playing Marcus Tuiasosopo and the Huskies.
Yeah, see, I never rooted for the Big Ten, but I did, outside of USC, Charles Woodson of Michigan is my favorite college player of all time, not named Reggie Bush.
Well, that's not hard. He's great.
Yeah, he was just watching him play was incredible. I had the Michigan puffy starter jacket, like I was about that team. Like,
there was good.
That team was incredible. But I always had an appreciation for him. No, yeah. I shouldn't say all of them. I have always hated Ohio State. There's something about Ohio State that is intrinsic. Like,
and that's
you where, suck. Go to hell.
And that's where I was going. Like, my hatred for the Big Ten starts at the top. Michigan, yeah. Ohio State. Like, I don't like either of those teams. When they play each other, I root for like nuclear warfare.
See,
just
I was
to get it all over with.
I was probably you could even say pro Michigan, ambivalent towards Penn State, and then everybody else was like, oh, that's fun.
Penn State always felt like my grandpa's team.
Because it's Joe Pa.
Yeah. That being said, Jeremiah Smith might be my second favorite college football player I've ever seen.
Who's number one?
Reggie.
Okay, fair.
Reggie.
Okay.
I mean, I watch Charles Woodson. I love Charles Woodson. You know, obviously I got a big long line of Cougs that I love. But Jeremiah Smith is quickly becoming one of my favorite college players of all time. He is so good.
Yeah.
We were watching... Let's see. I was at the bar with some friends. We were watching Oregon, Ohio State playoff.
Oh, you mean the third play when he takes the ball and turns and just the game's over?
We're watching the playoff game, and I was like, I've got some friends that are from Nova Scotia, and they don't like know squadouche about sports.
But when you see, it doesn't matter. You don't have, no, I know anything about sports. When you see somebody who looks that different, it's like,
yeah.
What's that?
So they will ask. We have built a relationship that there are no stupid questions, and they can ask me questions about football. Now, to a lot of us, the questions they ask me will sometimes come across as stupid. But look, these people are learning how American football works. I just said, look at that guy. See Smith, number four? Just watch him and tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 minutes later, they were like, that guy's really good at football.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's 18.
Yeah.
He's 18.
He's a baby.
He is a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, It might go Reggie and then him. I also really love Tebow.
No, I mean, yeah.
I don't care. I easily separate college and NFL.
Oh, no, no, no.
Separate college and
my
pro.
Dad is
I've
not
I've had
a,
to do it in college basketball for 30 years. Yeah, I can easily.
My dad is not a college football guy. Brother, when A&M had Manziel and Mike Evans.
Pretty good.
Brother, he was tuning in.
Some of it's must watch.
He was just like, I don't know a thing about this kid, but there's something about him. He's out there just doing stuff. And like with Jeremiah Smith, like that's exactly what it is. But it's also he's just a freak. It's kind of crazy. We have not had it. If maybe it's the lack of monoculture, because Reggie Bush was kind of like the end of monoculture. That's when you start.
I don't know what that is.
Monoculture is like streaming. Internet expansion.
Gotcha.
Like diversity
of
options.
Mono versus stereo.
Yeah, basically. Like, Michael Jackson is the peak of monoculture. Like, there's only three networks, you know, his music video is making debut on three different networks.
I follow.
On network TV. Like, that kind of appointment viewing just doesn't happen anymore. And really, the last time I think it happened in college football was with Reggie. Now, you got some of it, certainly, with Tebow. You got some of it with Cam Newton. You got some of it with Johnny Manziel. Like, there have been guys, Baker, like, that have, like, been appointment viewing in a sense of, like, yeah, no, you need... Jadeveon Clowney, where he was just tearing off Michigan running backs' heads. But it feels like in the last 10 years, there hasn't been a, I don't care where you are, who you like, who you don't like, you need to flip the freaking game on.
Yeah, there's great players. There are Heisman Trophy winners. There's national champ. Like, Joe was amazing. Love Joe Burrow
LSU. Yeah, I mean.
Joe Burrow but I don't know if that was must-watch TV, even though he had insane weapons.
Jamar and Jefferson, yeah.
Reggie was must-watch TV.
Didn't matter if you did not like it. Didn't matter if you're a UCLA fan. Didn't matter if you're a Notre Dame fan. You're flipping on the USC game when Reggie Bush is out there.
I watched Reggie Bush put like 400 yards on Wazoo.
Yeah,
and like loved every minute of it.
Like there's something different about that. And Jeremiah Smith, being what he was at 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to let your mind run away with, like, what happens when this guy is 19, 20 years old? Like, when he gets better, when things around him, like, it starts being built around him, like, you could have a legitimate, like, I don't want to say Calvin Johnson, because Calvin Johnson played at a school that wasn't throwing the ball left, right, and center.
Wake Forest, right?
There you go.
George Tech. See what I did there? Yep. See what I did there?
For those that don't know, he always gets those two mixed up. We have a new audience. You have to explain the inside
jokes.
That's
right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
But there just hasn't been a guy. And I know some people are like, well, what about Alabama with like Devonta? It's like, no.
Great player. Loved watching him.
Julio.
As a junkie, I watched all of those Alabama games because I wanted to watch Devonta. I thought he was excellent.
Yeah.
I was so excited that a wide receiver won the Heisman.
But
it was great.
It's not. There's
it's not
something that, like, this. The fact that he has the potential to have that level of excitement is, number one, it sucks because it's at Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah.
But number two,
wide receiver university at this point.
Yeah, but it rules because I love it when, like, I'll tie this back to the Blazers. Like, Young Hansen had more buzz than anyone at Summer League not named Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you're down there as a basketball junkie, yeah, you wanted to go see Cooper Flagg, but you're like, hey, what's going on over here?
Yeah. Ooh, what's
and
that?
That buzz is just like, when you have that stuff, it rules. Like, there's just something about that. You're like, it's a Saturday, Ohio State's playing some, you know.
Rutgers, we always choose Rutgers.
Yeah, it's like.
One of these days, Rutgers is going to win a natty, by the way.
I don't think so.
And you're going to be like, I don't want to go to Rutgers. Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
But like, you're just going to like, screw it. I want to see him put up 290 yards and four touchdowns.
And I think that's what's going to be fascinating. I mean, he came in as a freshman last year, had an experienced quarterback throwing him the ball. Now he's the experienced wide receiver teaching a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, does the QB competition, if you're Ryan Day, feel a little easier because you know you have weapons? So it's like, don't screw this up, kid, and the job's yours. It feels to me there may be of any team starting a new quarterback this mm-hmm. season, you have to feel pretty good if you're an Ohio State fan of whoever goes out there because of what you have around you.
Not just that, but like the guys.
I don't count Arch because he played a lot last year.
But like even then, like just the guys you recruited, like it sounds like it's going to be Julian Sands. It's going to be being a starter, but We'll see what they end up going with. You never know. I think that's the interesting thing about the Big Ten in general. It's like, well, Penn State knows who their quarterback is. Illinois, who knows who their quarterback is. Like, beyond that.
Does anybody else?
Who's really like, yeah, this is our quarterback.
That's
this year.
The truth. And I want to get into that in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll slide into that kind of just the state of the Big Ten and in comparison to its brother, you know, that lives down south. Where those two conferences line up and how they're looking at it. We come back, though. I want to take a peek at, just for funsies, I want to look at the schedule. Today is the first day this morning. Yesterday, a little bit, was the first time I really started looking at schedules and seeing who and when, and there's some fun games on the docket that I want to share with everyone, including some great matchups for Oregon. The text line, pardon my confusion, but why does Harris keep saying it's 105.1? That's because we on FM, baby! That's because we a real boy now.
Yeah, if you listen on 1080, flip it over to 105.1.
Yeah, you can listen on 1080 The Fan still. That's right there. Simulcast. But we are also on 105.1 FM The Fan. Mm. We come back. Schedule Talk. The Firm. Harrison Marang.
Make me feel good.
105.1 The Fan. I almost did it. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll dive into some new changes with the Big Nooner. Big Nooner, is that going to get you off game day?
Mm.
I love copycat. I love copycat.
Do you?
I love it when people do it and it's blatantly copycat.
It's like, instead of trying to hide, it's like, nah, dog, you had a good idea. We're just going to steal it.
And you know it's not going to go well.
I like it.
Like, when's our next? You have Pat McAfee on the TV behind me. When is the ripoff of Pat McAfee?
I mean, people are already doing it.
Yeah, but when is it like Fox releases their ripoff of Pat McAfee?
I mean, they did. They signed Barstool.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, so we'll get to that at the 11 o'clock hour.
They did it.
They did it. You are correct. So we'll get to that. Also, low-key, I am watching The Price is Right right now because that's what I got, friends.
Yeah.
You're
just mad you can't watch baseball.
I'm just mad there's no East Coast baseball on right now. You are 100% right, actually.
Time slot is going to be a little bit more difficult for baseball.
What's really going to drive me nuts is during EPL season because there's going to be a game on at noon, and I'm going to get to watch the first half and not the second half because I'm going to drive home. Like, that's going to really piss me off.
Yeah, because we don't work any Saturdays.
That's going to really grind my gears. Mm. But when the Ducks Insider show's on, maybe I'll just sit in here and watch it.
There you go.
Get out of here before happy hour with Luke Anderson.
You guys don't work any Saturdays.
No. Ooh. Damn, Rusty. They got you good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right by the short and curlies.
I mean, they got you good.
Should have never taken those photos.
Never say yes.
Told
never
you.
Never say yes.
Forever.
Having some fun because today's kind of like my first day to really, or I mean, the last few days have been kind of my first days to really dive into the Big Ten and really, honestly, college football in general. I know we talked some SEC media days a couple weeks ago. Now we are here in the big thing. Remember, you can catch every Oregon Ducks football game right here on 1080 The Fan or 105.1 FM, preferably. The games will be on 1080, so they will not enter. If there's a Friday night game, it will not interrupt Isaac and Suk, who are over the moon about that.
Oh, yeah, no preempt.
Seahawks on Thursday night football, that will be on 1080, but Isaac and Suk will be here on 105.1, The Fan. Very happy about that.
I mean, I'm sure that they're going to miss those nights when they only had to come in and work for an hour.
Yeah, so remember, we're still here. We still are the home of the Ducks. Every game will be on. So I decided to start looking through the schedule and seeing some things that pop out to me. Week one in the Big Ten, of all 20 teams in the Big Ten, it's like scrolling.
It's a mile long.
We got Utah, UCLA.
Yeah, and what
does that move the needle a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, next year is expected to be Kyle Whittingham's last season.
Really?
Yeah.
Says who?
Says
the, Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah, college football media.
Direct quote right here.
Like Joe, I was listening to Joel Klatt talking about this a couple weeks ago. He was like, yeah, no, I mean, everybody kind of expects this to be Kyle Whittingham's last season. And it's like, damn, pour one out for the OG.
He just can't live without Cam Rising.
Look, like, right? when you have a quarterback for a decade. No, man, it was like, I mentioned this often whenever we start talking about the Pac-10 or Pac-12, Pac-10, Big Ten, and being down at media days. Talking to Kyle Whittingham, man, when he got done, you were like, I remember looking at Dusty and going, if I had kids, that's who I want them to play for.
Yeah. And I love that he has long hair now.
It's kind of, you know, let the flow go. But like, He's got
a treasure.
Dude, he's got calves. He looks like a sprinter. He's in insane shape.
Anti-Utah and Colorado coming into the Pac-10 until I got to know Kyle Whittingham. And then I was like, yeah, you can sit with us.
Yeah.
You can stay here.
No, and I if this is his last year, I hope they go out with a banner year. I hope they go, and I hope they beat the hell out of everybody in the Big 12.
The night game, Big 10 after dark, will be Colorado State at UW. That kind of moves the needle for me. We'll talk about them later on this week. I've got a lot of questions about UW, mostly positive, actually.
Yeah.
Which grinds my gears, but that's my job now.
Fish is doing his thing out there.
I'm a complete sellout now. Mm-hmm. But I'll be interested in watching that game because that'll be the first. That's Jed Fish year two. Let's see what this baby's going to look like.
Bringing some more guys in, yep. And kind of getting his identity. But obviously, the big ticket game is the national game of the week.
What's that?
Ohio State, Texas.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the big one.
That is an absolute behemoth.
In Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. I imagine Texas will be favored in that game. If they're favored to win the SEC and favored to win a natty?
Probably, but it is a road game in Columbus.
That place is going to be bananas.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nuts.
When was the last time Texas was at Ohio State?
Oof, I don't know. That's a weird one.
That game's going to be bananas. Because
it's Big 12 and now SEC. It's not like there's a little conference.
No. I mean, remember Baker played at Ohio State? Yeah. There's that sometimes you get that. But you get one every, 5 years
It's been a minute. But you also get two teams yes, Arch has played a little bit, but you have two teams breaking in new starting quarterbacks, a massive turnover for both rosters.
Yeah, Texas, I think they're returning just over 50%. Mm-hmm. They're one of the
lower numbers
in the SEC or in the nation, of at least of the top tier stuff.
Yeah, and Ohio State the same way. I mean, their whole defensive line's gone.
Moving along for funsies here, just looking at schedule stuff because everybody loves schedule. Week two, we got Oklahoma State at Oregon. That'll be fun. That'll be great.
I mean, will it?
Yeah. Get the Pokes in.
Look, I'm probably one of the few people that likes Gundy.
I love Gundy.
He's my hero. I like what he's about there. But they haven't been what they're supposed to be for a couple of years now. They had one of the best running back prospects in the country, and he fizzled out hard.
Think a lot of it with Gundy is I think Gundy's just old school coach. Gundy's a lot like Dabo in the sense don't want to deal with NIL. They hate the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of crabby crabs.
Little self-loathing, which I can pick up on.
Week two national matchup would be Michigan at Oklahoma. That's wild.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that. We'll take week three. Is that where I am now? Week three. Yeah. Week three, Wisconsin at Alabama.
Yep.
Sign me up for
that was a great game last year.
I'm very, very interested in that.
Alabama got loose and started just pounding the ball late. And it was like, oh, hello, Bama.
Week four, Oregon State, Oregon.
Yeah. It's weird having that so early.
You know what I love on the same week? It's the Apple Cup too.
Yeah, it's just
Civil War and the Apple Cup.
Honestly,
Apple Cup's in Pullman this year, baby. Let's go.
Week four has got some fun matchups. You've got the Civil War. You've got the Apple Cup. Nebraska, Michigan, I think is really interesting.
Illinois, Indiana,
which I think those are the two biggest dark horses in the conference. And
Ohio State. Oh, that's next week.
Yeah, I think Michigan State, USC.
Yeah,
is a fun little measuring stick of all right, let's see where both these teams are at.
Yeah,
that's let's see where you're at.
Yep. Keep moving along. Trucking. Ohio State at UW. That's maybe one of the bigger non-playoff games in UW recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
Hosting Ohio State.
It'll be loud there. The sailgating will be on point.
They had Michigan up there last year, didn't mm-hmm. they? Man, that's rough.
It's a great environment though, man.
Husky Stadium. Yeah, I've been to Husky Stadium many times.
I mean, Dusty said because obviously he was on the sideline since they kind of redid everything up there. He says it's one of the loudest places he's ever been.
It's really nice up there. I mean, I hate to say it, but Husky Stadium's great. I've been there multiple times for obvious reasons. Big Husky fan. And then we'll just close out because we don't want to get too boring with the game of the games, and that is 4:30 at night, a whiteout, State College, Happy Valley, Oregon, Pennsylvania State University.
Yeah, it's going to be...
That's must-watch TV.
Yeah.
Just for the theatrics of it.
Of it
we
all.
Don't quite know what Oregon's going to look like this year. We'll spend a bunch of time talking about Oregon tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk some Penn State tomorrow, too. We have no idea what Oregon's going to look like, really. I mean, we have some kind of idea, but there's a lot of unknowns on the offense side. And we kind of know what Penn State's bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. This is for theatrical reasons, must-watch television.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Oregon, when they were up at Wisconsin, Jump Around, mm-hmm. when they were like, they rehearsed playing it at practice.
Yeah.
And instead of like being intimidated by it, they got juiced by it. And I wonder, like, do they do the kind of the same thing? Do they get like, they pump all the noise in, they go wide out, and they make it just obscene so that when they get into Penn State and into Beaver Stadium, that it like, it doesn't bother them.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we go down there? Can we be part of the whiteout?
It'd be fun.
I would. I mean, not an Oregon fan.
I will say there's no shortage of white people to white it out.
Okay. When we come back, why copycats are funny sometimes. That's Danny Morang. I'm Patrick Harris. This is The Firm on 105.1 The Fan.